there. You're listening to the Bioethics Channel at the Center for Practical Bioethics, and this is Trudy Galblum. I'm here today to talk with Dr. Richard Payne about the 2013 Fall Symposium on Genomics and Learning Healthcare Systems that the Center will be presenting on November 8th at the University of Kansas School of Nursing Auditorium, as well as at 8 remote locations, which you can find listed on the Center's website at practicalbioethics.org. Dr. Payne is the John B. Francis Chair in Bioethics at the Center, as well as the Esther Cauliflower Professor of Medicine and Divinity at Duke Divinity School at Duke University. At Duke Medical Center, Dr. Payne is a faculty associate of the Trent Center in Bioethics, a member of the Duke Cancer Center, and a faculty lead for the Collaborative on Healthcare for Aging Populations and Advanced Illnesses, otherwise known as CHAPI, a program of the Duke Fuqua School of Business. At the Divinity School, Dr. Payne is currently a member of the Ministry Division and Program in Medicine, Theology, and Culture. Welcome, Dr. Payne.
Welcome.
Dr. Payne, the topic for the November 8th symposium is Ethical Frontiers in the Brave New World of Genomics and Learning Health Systems. Let's take this one step at a time, starting with the concept of learning health systems. What do we mean by learning health systems?
Yes, this is a very important new concept. In our current system, let's start with our current system. We all get frustrated, although we might have individual really good encounters with a doctor and a patient. What we don't have is we understand that the system misses a lot of opportunities to learn from these encounters that we have with an individual doctor-patient encounters, to use information to gather from multiple patients so that we learn more and so the institutions can operate better and more efficiently. So what learning healthcare systems is about is actually a idea that's been advanced by the Institute of Medicine and the National Academy of Sciences, and it really involves health systems in which science, informatics, the ways of collecting and data, incentives about how we pay providers to provide care, and the culture of an institution and a system are all aligned for to provide continuous improvement and innovation. Now, this is actually distinctly different than what we have now, because what we have now is kind of a patchwork of systems, and the notion of a learning healthcare system is to try to really align all these things and really embed the best practices of clinical care into the delivery process so that the system continuously improves and learns from each patient encounter. That would be the goal.
So it's really bringing together clinical practice, research, all of the activities that go on in a health system.
Yes, it is.
So what challenges do healthcare institutions face to become learning health systems?
Well, the challenges are that we have to, one, have patients and providers really align to see the importance of collecting data from these individual encounters and to have these data aggregated in ways that we can recapture and learn. That's one challenge. A second challenge is to have the appropriate ethical oversights of all of this activity so that, on the one hand, patient privacy around information is protected, but on the other hand, that we put in place too burdensome of ethical oversight structure so that you actually impede the kinds of research questions that you want to answer.
Hmm. What does this have to do with genomics? Genomics is going to be a big part of the symposium on November 8th.
So genomics is, of course, a very powerful approach to medicine in which we can take the unique gene patterns from each individual and structure that into a personalized medical approach. That's great. What we can also learn a great deal by aggregating data from multiple patients to see which group of genes or patterns of genes are responsible for specific diseases, and then actually do research to improve or to cure disease. What we have to be careful about, though, is recognizing that each that we can identify individuals by their gene patterns, and so we want to be able to protect individual privacy while still facilitating the kinds of research we need to learn from these individual patient encounters and aggregate encounters.
So what might be an example of how this would play out in real life?
Right. So suppose you or I had our genome read, and it is shown that we have a gene that will actually make us susceptible at risk for some specific disorder in the future. Well, the question is, do we want our insurance companies to know about that? Do we want future employers to know about this? Because those can be, although they could be used for the benefit of our own personal health in terms of how we plan our lives and how our doctors use that information, other parties can use it to discriminate against us. So this is the tension.
Well, what if the individual data isn't identifiable? Does that solve the problem?
Well, yes and no. We can certainly do a lot to de-identify data, but because each genome pattern is unique to the individual, creative people and systems can always reconstruct this to ultimately identify individuals in some way. So that's one of the concerns. However, we have made enormous strides in terms of how we can code and protect data, the integrity of data. And I think if we use technology and we use smart and creative oversight procedures by ethics boards and IR and institutional review boards, I think we can strike a really good balance here.
How will the symposium address these issues?
Well, the symposium will bring together leading researchers in the Kansas area who are doing research in genomics, and will and ethicists who are thinking about what kinds of oversight we will need to promote the kinds of future health systems we need take advantage of the genomic medicine and the personalized approaches that it can provide, and yet also take advantage of the need to aggregate big data to allow us to learn.
So how do you foresee the center going forward being involved in these issues?
Yeah. I think the Center for Practical Bioethics here can play a really important role in several areas here. One is the center has been engaged for really it's almost its entire life here in the Kansas City area of promoting conversations about roles and responsibilities of institutions and individuals in terms of their health behaviors. And I think there is a major campaign that needs to be run to help patients understand their research responsibilities and obligations in this new era of personalized medicine and the need to participate in learning health systems. So that's one role, to really engage in a public education campaign. Another role is for the center to work with the various health institutions that it has worked with in this area to look at ethical oversight structures in terms of the way IRBs process information, institutional review boards, the way ethics committees in hospitals look at issues that arise with respect to patient and family concerns about privacy, and to help institutions think through what are the appropriate ethical oversight structures to promote these goals that we all want to promote, to provide more cost-effective and and efficient health systems in the future, and also to promote the best of personalized individual medicine.
Okay. Well, before we close, would you like to tell us a little more about the symposium?
Yes. So the symposium will happen on November 8th, and it will actually bring in conversation leading researchers in the Kansas City area who are doing genomics research with ethicists, bioethicists, who are thinking about how what kinds of ethical oversight functions we should have to promote the best to really release the full power of the genomic research to produce to provide individualized care, but yet to protect the privacy of people. So this will be really one of the first times in which we've had genomics researchers and bioethicists in the same room thinking through these important questions.
Wow. You've been listening to the Bioethics Channel of the Center for Practical Bioethics. I'm Trudy Galblum. For more information about the November 8th symposium, we really hope you'll visit www.practicalbioethics.org. And thank you for listening.